C-sharp.
Once I was down in sin's dark valley,
bless you, Lord.
No one around could lead the way. I had no
Yeah. I said, it's a personal thing.
Yes,
it ain't personal, children.
Yeah.
I've got news for you. It ain't personal. When God does me out, you say, what do you mean, preacher? Brother, you fell on the cross. Boy, the cross is level. And Jesus died for everybody's sin. I can't go to heaven because of my sin. It ain't your sin that's going to send you to hell. Your sin's been paid for. It's your unbelief.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Brother, let me tell you something. Not to hash so his message, but I'll tell you this. When I sin, I'm the first one that knows it.
Yeah,
yes.
True.
Yeah. You know what happened?
Amen.
You figure it out.
Amen.
You said, do you sin all the time? I try my best not to. I still slip. I still have my little faults. But boy, I'll tell you what, when I do, there's something down in
Germany.
Stealing chickens before morning.
Yep.
Boys, that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Because when I get stubborn and hateful and get out of the will of God, the Holy Ghost will strike my heart. Brother, I got you. You find me someplace to repent.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's never a day. outside was clothed. Yeah. Come on, help us sing it, Linda. In the rags of my sin, wretched and vile, lost and lonely within. Oh, but with wondrous compassion,
Day. Yes.
Yes.
And I'll be probably one of the best services I've ever in here.
Praise
Lord. I love when people just come together and remind the Lord.
You know, we can have a service like this, brother, every time.
That's right.
Sometimes I'm forsaken, my load's hard to bear, and I feel myself stumble 'neath my load of care. Then I ask him this question, oh my Lord, how long? Then I hear a voice whisper, soon you'll be coming home. Oh, I need Jesus. You need him too. A long life's highway. And when you're in trouble, don't know what to do, just call on Jesus, 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 he'll carry you through.
Amen.
Amen.
If you can't say you enjoyed today, something's wrong with you. It's been a wonderful place to be. Both messages, you know, God sent through different men, but you know, I feasted on both of them, and I thank God for that. That just shows you that He loves us, that He's willing, and that He's able, and that He cares enough to come down whenever we need Him. I need Him every day. I'm just glad He decides to come and to commune with me every day. I love Him. I just can't get over how I feel. I just thank God that I feel this way, that I know that I know that I know that I'm part of His flock. I love Him. I don't I will say this, though. I know that these singers here, they didn't come here expecting anything, but we would like to take up a love offering. If you feel led, if you would just put something in the offering plate there, that, you know, it's not nothing more than just to kind of help them get to their next appointment, things like that, because we know that they're doing a good work. And I love Brother Mike and Brother Phil. I thank God for them, and they're pillars in my life. I know I've already said that, but, you know, there's several people in this church right now that are pillars in my life. And I just thank God that we just get to continue to serve God together. I just love it. So I don't think we need to really do anything else.
We did come expecting, but we already got what we come for.
So. That's right. Okay. That's right. They came expecting blessings. I'm sure they got them. But I'll say this. I don't want you to leave out of here and just forget about what happened here today. Let's keep it in our heart. Let's bottle it up and keep it so we can bring it out every once in a while, crack it loose, and we can get a little from it later on. I'll say that. So why don't we do this, if I can, Brother Jerry, if it's okay, can we just fellowship on the way out? And if you feel led to put something in the offering plate to help the singers out, that'd be wonderful. We'd really appreciate that. But I'm going to turn it over to Brother Jerry for the announcements. Coming up, yeah, I can't think of anything really either.
The way I had things planned, God knows all things.
Yeah, exactly.
It worked out to do the way he wanted it. Couldn't ask for anything.
Exactly. Thank God for that. So if we would, why don't we, I know we already fellowshipped, but why don't we just fellowship and on our way out, and if you feel led, by all means, put something in the offering plate for the singers here. But I love you. I appreciate everybody here. Thank you for being with us today. And God bless.
Dylan, I know Shady Grove's homecoming is next Sunday.
Shady Grove next Sunday, their homecoming.
Is this
yours?
No, it's Phil's.
Oh, okay.
Here, give me a minute.
Love you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
telling you. I'm not getting a call for
that. Oh, come on.
First time I ever seen Mike Callahan cry.
Really?
Well, today, when Phil took off preaching, he just doesn't do it.
Yeah.
First time. I thought I was going to mention it. Pastoring job, but that's no easy task.
Yeah.
Especially things.
So it's pretty rough when it's going
good. Good, I think. Just trying to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Just like running a business, you know, when it's going real good, you're working real busy, then it's good just trying to get everything done. You're busy trying to get everything done, and then when there ain't nothing to do, it's a job trying to find something. It never ends.
We enjoyed it. Appreciate you having us.
It was a long stand up though.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for having us.